Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing? I just thought I'd come in and check on my lovely good boy. Oh, no, don't worry. I don't have handcuffs or rope tied behind my back. Look, ta-da! It's a cake! I thought I'd get you something very special surprise, because you're my very special boy. I have no ulterior motives whatsoever. What? No, this absolutely has nothing to do with me trying to kidnap you yesterday. Okay, you got me. I'm a horrible liar. It has everything to do with that. Yes, it's an apology. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to kidnap you like that. Well, just attempt to kidnap you, really, unfortunately. I just thought, you know, I just wanted to spend more time with you is all. I barely spend any time with you these days. Only a few hours a day at most. And watching you through the camera doesn't count, obviously. Not that I do it. But enough about that. Let's not dwell on the past. Let's dwell on how I can make it up to my good boy. Like with this cake. I called all the top bakeries around and hired them to have a contest to see who could bake the best cake. And that's how I got this one. So you can just imagine how good it tastes. I really meant it when I said this was a very special surprise for my very special boy. Here you go. What do you mean you're not hungry? Oh, I get it. You must want something home-cooked, don't you? Well, you're in luck because I happen to have a mobile kitchen just parked outside, and recently I've been taking lessons from a professional chef. I mean, she even won- No? You're really just not hungry? You know what? No, that's okay. It's okay. That's fine. Maybe I'll have to make things up to you another way. So, darling, how would my good boy like to come on a ride with me in my helicopter? I promise I'll take you home this time without taking a detour to my private island. I'd just be so romantic, don't you think? Just us, looking down at the lights and all the little people who don't matter because you're the only one who matters. So, I guess no matter how romantic the view is, I'd still be looking at you. But don't let me distract you from enjoying the ride. I wouldn't want to bother my good boy. No? Not in the mood for a helicopter ride? Aw, well, that's okay. Would a limousine be better? Maybe a boat? No? Not in the mood for a ride at all? Okay, well, there must be something I can do for my good boy. Oh, I know. How about we go on a dip in my indoor pool? I actually recently just got some swimwear that I don't look half bad in, if I do say so myself. I was particularly choosy, actually. I had to hire all the top fashionistas to pick one out for me. It would be a good opportunity for me to wear it and for you to see me in it. What do you say? Not in the mood to swim? You sure? I even recently installed a water slide. Are you really sure you want to say no to a water slide? Still no? Well, that's okay. Okay, it's okay. You can take this. Be strong. Be strong for your good boy. Well then, you know, looking at you, you just really seem super cuddly. The best body pillow a girl could ever ask for. Which is saying a lot since I already have a few of you and they're great. So that got me thinking, what if I got you something super cuddly as a present? Because you know, I actually recently purchased the world's largest teddy bear. Well, the world's largest teddy bear so far, but if a bigger one gets made, I can obviously buy that one too. But that's besides the point. What do you think? How would my good boy like the world's largest teddy bear? Just don't hug it too much. You know how I can get jealous. No, not in the mood for a teddy bear. Well, at least that saves me the jealousy. How do you feel about fish? I actually have an aquarium in the basement, and you know, I don't like going in my basement out of fear that you'll never leave, but I promise it's just a visit. You can come and go as you please, pinky promise. But anyway, about my aquarium, it's super big and impressive. It's got a variety of fish, more than you've ever even heard of, more than I've ever even heard of. I don't know about this stuff. I hire people for that. but it has a ridiculous amount of expensive fish. I should know. I paid for them. I've even got some masked angelfish, some peppermint angelfish, some freshwater polka dot stingrays, even a few dragonfish. I bet you don't even know what any of those are. But if you want, you can come down to my basement and find out. How about it? Yeah, I don't blame you. That was kind of sketchy. So, you're sure you're not hungry? Because you know I got you that chocolate you really like. And I don't mean just one chocolate. I bought the entire company, actually. I gotta make sure they don't change the recipe or something my good boy hates, after all. You know me. I'm always looking out for you. I'm like your guardian angel. And guardian angels are always watching you, so it's not creepy when I do it, right? But how about that chocolate? Well, maybe we can just save the chocolate for later then, sweetheart. Are you tired? Then how about we take this to my bed? Oh, that statement was completely innocent, though, I promise. I just mean that I recently got this new bed, complete with a bed set, and get this. The bed set is made of silk, pure silk, and it's real. None of that synthetic fake silk. It's real silk from real silkworms, and the high-quality type silk, too. Because, you know, even as far as real silk goes, there are different kinds. But, of course, I only get the best kind for my good boy. Because a high-quality good boy like you deserves high-quality silk, and is really high-quality, super soft. You should feel it sometime. Like, right now. You wanna go feel it right now? Sleeping in it feels amazing, trust me. Almost as amazing as it felt sleeping in your bed that one time. Almost. So I'm really sorry about that. I know we talked about boundaries. But what do you wanna do? You wanna go take a nap in some super soft silk? Oh, that's alright then. It's a shame, but it's alright. Then in that case, how do you feel about the zoo? Is there any animal you like? Lions, penguins, bears, maybe monkeys? I could buy a zoo for you to visit. Or I could just buy us tickets. I suppose that would be more efficient. Although, to be fair, I don't really feel comfortable with you visiting a zoo. I know it's probably safe and it's just my paranoia talking, but a part of me would worry, what if an animal escapes and attacks you? But I'm sure it'll be fine. Besides, I can always keep you safe. I'm super strong. Stronger than anyone. You know, whenever I get into a fight, I just imagine my opponent is a love rival, and then my homicidal instincts take over the rest. Not that I get into fights often, though. There's no reason for that. That's what I have hit- bodyguards. That's what I have bodyguards for. So, fancy a visit to the zoo? Yeah, that's fine, I guess. I'd rather stay inside anyway. That way I don't have to worry about all the people looking at my good boy. You sure you don't want me to buy you some sort of gift, though? You know, there's this one company that deals in luxury items. I happen to know their CEO, actually, and she was showing me this golden watch that I think you'd look absolutely stunning in. Well, you look stunning in anything, of course, sweetheart. The company actually had some golden chains that I think you'd look even better in, but I'm guessing you don't want those. Besides, I think silver chains really fit your aesthetic better anyway, but I assume you're wary about me putting you in chains, just general, regardless of the type, which is very fair. Oh, I know. If you don't want a watch, I don't necessarily have to spoil you with expensive stuff. I could just use the old-fashioned way with cuddling. How would you like that, sweetheart? Would you like some cuddling? The simple and cheap way? It doesn't cost anything, other than my attention, of course, which I always love to give you. And you know, this does give us an excuse to use the bed. You know, the one with the high-quality silk for the high-quality good boy? The one I bought especially to make you happy? Yep, that one. So what do you say? I really am sorry about the whole trying to kidnap you thing. So do you think I could make it up to you with some cuddling? That's my good boy, I knew it. You really are a sucker for cuddling, aren't you? I am too.